How's it going? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment reveals the secrets and systems world-class founders use to build their business, their body, and their brain. Today, it's Idea Lab time, and I'm going to reveal to you the results of my experiments from July. But first, quick thank you to my partners, Iconic.
If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from Iconic offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Iconic offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Iconic offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team, no catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Iconic offices.
And if you follow me on social media, I'm going to make an announcement there tomorrow about a new partnership we're launching with Iconic. If you're not following me on social media, go to Mr. Gary Fox on Instagram or go to The Entrepreneur Experiment on Instagram and you'll get a sneak peek. If not, I'll talk about it here next Tuesday. But we've an exciting new announcement. This is a big push for me for Q3, Q4, was to really step up the game of the podcast. And we're doing that. The goal is to be world class. And that is what we're going to be. July experiments. We've fallen out of the experiments habit purely from a point of not making a deliberate effort with it, if I'm very honest. Life got pretty heavy and pretty intense for a long time, so we didn't really deliberately focus on experiments. The whole gist of this podcast is experiments. I truly believe my core, the secret to great businesses, is just they're able to experiment again and again and again and again, and then never let failure impact them. Failure is the fuel, and failure is the knowledge they learn, and failure is what they use to make better products and better businesses the next time, and they run more and more experiments. So, flexing the muscle of running experiments, in July we did three. So we did a business, a body and the brain, obviously. The business one I talked about extensively last week on the Idea Lab, episode 276. So go back and listen to that. I won't labor the point. The whole point was, the experiment was to build a flywheel, build a content flywheel, and experiment as how we could do that. I posted on social every single day, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn, often multiple times per day. And the whole point was just at least post once per day. The goal was to build a flywheel, and we did that pretty well. We got 750,000 impressions across the month. So go back and listen to last week's episode if you want to find out the full details of that experiment. I reveal the insights and the kind of key learnings I got from it and how it well worked. So go back and listen to that. And then we did a body experiment and a brain experiment. I'll talk about the brain experiment first because it's probably the most random. I threw out 195 items of clothing. I developed a capsule wardrobe. And why I'm laughing about that is when you tune into a business podcast, that's probably the last words you're expecting to come out of my mouth. But it's all linked. It's all related. If you haven't got a clean and healthy mind, you're not going to have a clean and healthy business. That's how I look at it. I think of my brain in terms of like having all these tabs open. It's like Google Chrome, all those tabs. And like you have like a messy environment, I think that leads to messy work. I'm a big believer in how you do anything is how you do everything. So my goal is to have a clear and streamlined environment in everything that I do. So that leads right back to clothes. I want to have a really streamlined environment. Not extreme. I'm not like The Simpsons where I have seven white t-shirts and seven pairs of blue jeans, but not far off. So I'm down to 50 items of clothing now. I threw out 195. I didn't throw them out. I donated them, I should say. I didn't just throw them in the bin. I donated them to charity, and now I have 50 things that I really like and that I really enjoy wearing. And it makes life a lot easier. I'm only doing it for the last month, but I already feel better because I was awful for like, where did I leave my, do you know where my other thing is? Awful. And it annoyed me because I was disorganized because I had stuff all over the place. Whereas with this, you know exactly what you're wearing, you know exactly the items of clothing you have. And the goal is to get rid of fast fashion, to get rid of crap that you buy just for like one season and then wear it out. It goes raggedy after five washes. And buy stuff you really, truly like and you really enjoy wearing. That's the whole point. The whole point isn't to spend tons of money, but the point is to buy less and buy better. And I've been doing that in my life for the last couple of years. In fact, I've just kind of streamlined a lot of stuff and just have stuff that you really want and really enjoy using. And that's why I did the capsule wardrobe. So I've streamlined everything down to 50 items. And to be honest, I'm going to call that a major win. This experiment is getting a big green tick from me. Huge win. In terms of difficulty, it was probably like a 5 out of 10 difficulty. So I'm going to try grade the experiments in terms of like difficulty and then impact. So difficulty, 5 out of 10. Literally go through stuff. Throw out all the stuff you've been wearing in the last 6 to 12 months. If you don't love it, get rid of it. Give it to charity. And then keep 50 items. So I set a very clear target of 50. I was going to do 30, but that's actually really extreme because like you count shoes and belts and sunglasses. So 50 is more manageable. So we settle at 50 and I love it. And in terms of impact, I'm going to give that like a 9 out of 10 impact for experiment validation. Definitely 9 out of 10 impact so far in terms of my life. It's much easier. My mind is much more organized. It's much easier to get dressed in the morning. This all sounds very simple, but to be honest, the stuff with the biggest impact is always simple. And everything I like is in my wardrobe now, and I know exactly where everything is. And you know what? Slight benefit. It just looks good. It looks neat and tidy, and it's a big win. So difficulty level 5, impact level 9. Go get yourself a capsule wardrobe. Now, the body experiment. This was cool, and this was something I put off for years. So I had 3 experiments I wanted to do. I only got 2 out of the 3, so I don't know if I can call this a full experiment, but I did a VO2 max test and a metabolic test. And the VO2 test tests how aerobically fit you are. And the metabolic test gives you your metabolic rate for the day. So essentially, how many calories do you burn on a standard day? The impact of that knowledge is huge. And it was so easy to do. If you're on my email newsletter, you've read this on Sunday. I wrote a blog post on this on Sunday. So if you're not on the new email newsletter, go to mrgaryfox.com and subscribe. 1,000 people get it every single Sunday. So go and listen to that. I do kind of more deep dives on stuff like this that I talk about on the Idea Lab and break it down in more detail. I then link you either to the stuff I've talked about or to the places I've gone. And it's pretty good. I'd like to grow the email newsletter because like a podcast is just me talking to you. It doesn't give you the chance to talk to me. So with an email newsletter, I always ask people, hit reply, tell me what you think about this, tell me what you're doing about that. So I would love if you join that. It really would help and I think make the whole conversation in the community better. Going back to the metabolic test, really simple. The whole thing took about 90 minutes, maybe 100 minutes max. I did it last Saturday. I did it at a place called Health Matters in Tala, a guy called Keelan. I paid for it. This is not a sponsorship or a partnership at all. They were recommended to me by someone and I just rang them up and paid and got it done. They were excellent. They're the kind of people I want to deal with, like top class performers, easy, efficient, book online, easy, select your time, get it done. Everything's paid in advance. You just turn up on the day and they were just so professional. The metabolic rate test is really easy. You sit down for 15 minutes, you breathe in through into a tube with your mouth, obviously enough, but your nose is blocked. So your nose, they have like clips you put on your nose and you just sit there, breathe into the tube. The tube's connected to all their machines and that gives you a metabolic rate after 15 minutes. And that will give you how much calories you burn on a standard day. And for me, this was huge. This was a huge impact because I track my calories. I'm one of those weirdos that tracks my calories probably 90% of the time. I use my FitnessPal and I track what I eat in a day. And I've been way underestimating how much I needed to eat. I'm very active and the metabolic rate test showed me that I was just by being alive, I was burning 1900 calories and then my lifestyle was another 950, so you're up to 2850. And then if I'd exercised, and I exercised pretty much every single day, that's another 200 to 400 calories. So I was burning well over 3000 calories every single day just through my lifestyle and activity. And I, not in a million years could I have told you that I was burning over 3000 calories. And I'd consider myself pretty clued in. But again, this is like the blood test I did. Knowledge is immense power in this field. And I'm so happy I did this. The VO2 max test. This was one I've been putting off. I was scared to do this, if I'm honest. I've been putting it off for years. Because I thought, in my head, they'd care. Oh, he's not fit. Oh, God, look, he's not. Why is he doing this? He's not fit enough to do this. He's not an athlete, blah, blah, blah. all negative self-talk. They couldn't have been nicer. And I was fit enough, to be honest. I did the test. What they do is they put you on a treadmill. It feels weird, right? It definitely does feel weird because they put you on a treadmill and you're wearing a mask. So the mask goes over your nose and your mouth. And the mask is connected to a big giant tube. So if you've ever watched footballers getting a medical before they sign for a new club or any athlete getting a medical, they're on a treadmill and that big tube that snakes over the treadmill and goes into the top of the mask. So you're wearing a mask over your mouth and nose. So that bit was weird. I think if I was doing it again, I'd be far more relaxed and confident because it's kind of strange the first time you do it because you're running, obviously, and the kind of tube is going up and down. And the guys are good, in fairness, they hold it up and it's out of your way. But it's quite disorientating when you're on the treadmill because my eyesight in one of my eyes is extremely poor. So my depth of perception can be a little bit off at times. So for me, it was just a little bit strange, but like not crazy strange. It was actually okay. I thought it was going to be this horrible test. But in fact, it was quite gradual and quite easy. So they go up quite a steady pace. You start off walking, then kind of fast walk, jog, faster jog, run, and then to almost like a sprint. And at the end, you just go, I'm done. That's my max. And they'll give you a full readout then in terms of like what ranking you are. So it'll give you like, you know, what area you're in terms of is your fitness level very low, fair, good, excellent, or superior? Humble brag, I got excellent. I didn't get superior. So that's my goal for December when I do it again. I want to move up into the top tier and get superior. And I was really surprised by that. The whole thing was so easy, so straightforward. It's done in 90 minutes or 100 minutes. And again, like the blood test I've done, I now have a snapshot of my health at this age, at this time. I've been training very diligently since January. So it's good to go in and get a snapshot, and then I'll go in again in December with the lads and do it again in December and get another snapshot, because it's the old cliche, right? What gets measured gets managed. So if you're just like going about your daily life thinking, oh, I'm kind of eating this and kind of eating that, and I'm kind of exercising this and kind of running here and I'm kind of doing these gym weights and I'm kind of doing this, you're kind of guessing. When now, like all these tests and stuff, like elite athletes could only get these 10 years ago, and now you can go and get it done on a Saturday in Tala. Like, it's mind-blowing stuff. If you can get your bloods done and get this, like, essentially a pro athlete test done, and both those done for under, what would you get done for under? Maybe, like, 400 quid for both of them? It's mind-blowing stuff. Like, the performance this will give you in your life and the insights this will give you into living healthier, better, and longer is just madness. So I'm going to call that. Even though I didn't get the DEXA scan done, the DEXA scan is the scan to see your body in terms of bone density, muscle, and fat. I will get that done when I come back from holidays. I will get that done in Q3, right at the end. But I'm going to call that experiment a massive success. Effort, this was probably an 8 out of 10 effort because you have to book and you have to pay and you have to go there and do it. So it's probably an 8 out of 10 effort. Impact, 9.5. I'm going to go that high. These ranking systems have started off really well. I've given a 9 and a 9.5 in the first month. So definitely consider them if you're any way active or you're beginning a fitness journey. I think it'd be really important because it can tell you your heart rates at different levels, and the lads will give you an insight then into, you know, what that means for your training and maybe where you should be training. And they can use that data to get training plans from your gym or your run coach or whoever it is. So that is my experiments for July. I hope you enjoyed them. Next Tuesday, I'll reveal my August experiments, which are going to have to be creative because I'm on holidays for 2 weeks. So I'm going to have to get creative about the July, August experiments. I think one of the ones I've been thinking about doing for a while is reading a full book in a day. I know that sounds random, but like I just fancy like sitting down for a whole day and reading one entire book back to back. I think that's doable. I think it's doable on holidays as well. So I'll see you back here next Tuesday. We'll make our plan for our August experiments. Go join the newsletter. And when I send it out on Sunday, hit reply and tell me what experiments you are doing in the next 2 months to build your business, your body, and your brain. Go to mrgaryfox.com to subscribe. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a great week.